Oh, yeah.
Thanks,
Eric. Molly Hatchet.
Woo!
I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
No, if you love Molly Hatchet, you need to tell the world that you love Molly Hatchet.
I love Molly Hatchet.
I love Molly Ringwald. That's what we have in common. We both love somebody named Molly. I have tried my best to keep this story a secret from you, because I want you to be...
Yeah, I don't know much about this.
I want you to be shocked by this on the air.
All right.
I want you to physically be nauseated on the air so everyone can enjoy this. All right. On the line with us right now is Brian Reynolds. Brian is a Chicagoan, lives in the suburbs of Chicago, and he joins us now to tell us a tale that will make you dizzy. How are you, Brian?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Thank you very much for being here. And I just want to say, before we get into exactly what happened, I'm so sorry that you had to endure this. This is impossible.
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's an unfortunate incident. You know, it's just it's kind of bizarre all the way around.
Yep.
And, you know, kind of the reason why I was reaching out and kind of wanted to get across is just, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen to someone else on the line.
Oh, that's perfect.
That it's happened to others in the past, but it seems it might be an ongoing issue.
All right,
can I just ask,
yes.
Like, I've never used an Airbnb, and nice to meet you, by the way, Brian. So you have a place that you don't live in, or when you're out, you let people stay in it, they pay you money, it's cheaper than a hotel, and you make side money. Is that it in a nutshell?
Yeah, basically. So I started using it as a guest maybe about 5 years ago. First time I used it, I was out in Scottsdale, Arizona. And, you know, I quickly, you know, started using a lot more than hotels. You get a lot more for your money. You know, when you check into a hotel, you get a bedroom and a bathroom. And, you know, the upcharges for hotels. And you get a lot more room, a lot more amenities with the Airbnb.
But we should point out that when you go through Airbnb, you can get anything from an incredible, like a suite that looks like something a king would stay in, to somebody's couch. I mean, it spans all categories, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can rent a penthouse. You can rent a shed in someone's backyard. It's kind of ridiculous. I've even heard of people renting out properties and posting up camp tents.
Yeah.
And people even rented those. It's kind of crazy, you know, kind of,
I know. I'm setting up a tent in my backyard when I get home. But now, so how do you get the key? Here's my, and again, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to take away from your story, but for people who have never used an Airbnb, how do you get the key? Like, you go to a hotel at any time, day or night, and you check in, they give you a key card. How do you, like, if somebody comes to your house, where do they get the key? Is it like a lockbox or something like that?
Yeah, oftentimes there's a lockbox, but me personally, I often like to go ahead and hand deliver the keys, give them a little walk around, you know, set them up with Wi-Fi, network password, and, you know, answer any questions that they might have. You know, just a couple months ago, I had a couple from Switzerland coming in for their, after their wedding to come and stay.
A honeymoon? Is that the word you were searching for?
Yeah. Some guys are afraid to use the word honeymoon, Wendy. Come on.
So it's, you know, people that come from all over, and like I said, you know, if I'm able to help accommodate them a little bit more, give them recommendations for restaurants and whatnot. So
that's really cool.
All right. So that's the history of Airbnb. And in your particular case, Brian, how many times had you rented out your condo prior to the incident?
I'd say, you know, maybe around 30 times over the course of a couple of years.
Mostly with good success, right? People came in, they stayed there, they paid you, everything went off without a hitch.
Yeah, so everything's paid through the Airbnb app. You know, I've had some people stay up 5 or 6 times, people that are in town, they're either setting up a company or business or something like that, and I've had a lot of repeat customers. So I've never had an issue, you know, anything similar to what had taken place just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, let's talk about that one then, because I find this one kind of interesting. What happened a couple of weeks ago?
So the guests had check-in, and like most hotels, it's about 3 p.m. check-in time. And about an hour and a half later, I was on my way out the door, and I get a phone call from one of my neighbors. You know, they're asking, you know, do you have your place rented out? I says, yeah, you know what, I got a couple that they're in town for a graduation. Just says, well, you need to go ahead and shoot over there and check it out because there's some stuff going down. So I shoot over there. I was about a minute
and
a
they
half
were,
away.
Brian, they weren't more specific. They just said there's some stuff going down. That's it. Nothing beyond that.
No, they were a lot more specific.
Oh, they were.
You know, basically, there's a whole, you know, film production crew out there. They're like, I think they're shooting porn.
What?
I mean, obviously, I shoot. Yeah. So I shoot over there, and I couldn't even get into my parking lot. They had it was all roped off. You know, other residents, they couldn't even get in as well. And as soon as I got out, you know, they had a production company. Everything was set up outside in the hallway. There was food catering. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
What was the food?
God.
You know what? I walked right past it. I saw it there because it was that wasn't the first thing on my mind.
So about how many people, when you got to the condo, approximately how many people were there, quote unquote, working?
There were between 30 and 40 people between the production crew and then cast members from the quote unquote film or actors, actresses.
Wait, so they were filming a video or this was a commercial or something?
No.
Well, so I wasn't sure what they were filming. And so as soon as I got out of my car, you know, people are still taking equipment out. They're setting up. And I said, you know, I told the guys.
When you say taking equipment out, how specific are you?
It's in what regards?
if they're making an adult film, what exactly do you mean when they
you just blew it? That's what they were doing?
They had probably between $200,000 to $300,000 in filming equipment.
Wow!
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It was like I was like on a Hollywood set.
Wow!
So,
all right. So they're taking equipment out, and you still haven't gotten inside to see what's going on in your condo.
Correct.
All right.
So I'm telling them, you know, you guys need to get the, you know, and at the time, you know, I was heated, you know, so I'll keep it, you know, kind of PG for right here. And I told them, I said, you guys need to get the hell out of here, whatnot. And so I walked through the front door, and there's more people in the common area, and my front door was open about halfway. So I opened the door, and my whole place was filled. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I've never had that many people in my place. You know, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. So I asked, I go, who is Sierra? And that is the guest that had went ahead and booked the place. So she had stood up and she goes, I'm Sierra. And I said, are you crazy? I go, you booked this for a graduation? You're in town for a graduation? I go, are you crazy? And I asked her to come outside, you know, talk so we could go ahead and talk because nobody else had like a clue what was going on.
Yeah.
So I was asking her, you know, I said, are you nuts? And so she's trying to get me to calm down and keeps telling me to calm down. And, I mean, how could you when that's going on? I said, you've got to be crazy. And at that point, you know, she started, you know, basically even like puffing her chest out saying, who do you think you're talking to and whatnot? And I was done with that conversation. I started walking back to everyone and said, you know what, break your stuff down. You guys need to get the,
right,
you know, out of my place. And a gentleman came up to me and said, you know, I hate to, you know, stop you right now. He goes, but I overheard that you said that they had booked it as a graduation. And, you know, I just confirmed, I said, you know, that's what it was booked for. He goes, you know, I certainly apologize. You know, it's very unprofessional on their behalf. But, you know, we went ahead and we filmed a bathroom and a bedroom scene. We just have one more scene to go ahead and film. Can we go ahead and finish it up? I says, no, man. I says, you got to get out of here. I go, you guys got to go. And, like, my neighbors are out, and I got to look out for them, too, and their safety. And
so these people are naked in there filming this as you walked in?
No. So when I came in, I mean, literally my whole living – so when you walk in my front door, you're right into the living room. It's open floor plan. So my whole living room is filled, the couch, ottoman, people standing – and my computer desk, my whole kitchen's filled. I can see people in the hallway, but I didn't even make it around the corner to see in the bedroom, bathroom, and how many other people were in there.
Did you kind of not want to look? I don't know that I would have wanted to have seen that.
You know what? I was just more or less just wanting everybody out.
Yeah.
Why didn't you call the police?
So, well, when I was talking to the guest, you know, her reaction,
Sierra,
she's getting heated, and she's, yes, Sierra, she says, she's like, I'm calling Airbnb. I go, call Airbnb. I go, I'll call the police. You know, so I go, this is my property. I said, I live here, you know.
Yeah.
And
they didn't have a permit for what they were doing.
They didn't have a permit. Well, so here's the thing. So I've been in contact with the production company, and they said that they're basically caught off guard. And I had tagged them the following day in a post on Facebook, and I had tagged the production company. And within like 30 seconds, I got a message from the owner. And he's really trying to distance himself from the whole situation, basically saying that, you know, all we do is provide is the lighting, the equipment, and whatnot. We're contracted out by Sierra, you know, the guest in her producing company.
Not her real name, I guess.
Wendy, you don't know that.
Probably, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Well, actually, you know, so here's me. I mean, you know, I did my diligence, and I'm trying to find out about any information. I find her on Facebook and, you know, see what she's about and, you know, basically... just, like I said, just trying to get some background information.
Sure.
But, so as soon as I was done talking to her outside, and, you know, she's saying that she's calling Airbnb, I said, I'll call the police. I walk away from her and just go back to telling everyone, to bust your stuff down, get out of my house,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, there was one guy there that was actually, you know, professional on his part in trying to handle the situation. But still, at the same time, you know, after I went to them shoot the next scene. He's like, you know, trying to grease my palms. You know, if we're able to go ahead and compensate you a little bit. I said, no, man, you need to get out of here. You need to get out.
Are they Go ahead.
So they agree to start busting down their equipment. And then they asked me again, well, do you have another location that we could shoot at?
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, I gotta give that guy credit. I mean, I'm in sales, you know, so I mean, if you're trying to get something done, you're going to, you know, travel down any avenue. So.
Yeah.
Are they at least going to put your name in the credits, Brian?
Special thanks to? Yeah, they have to do that.
Little cameo in there.
So was there any damage or anything? And are your neighbors talking to you again? And have you gotten the carpeting cleaned?
I mean,
you may want to get a Bushell in there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's been kind of a rough, you know, period over, you know, the past, you know, week and a half or so. But, you know, I'm, you know, in constant communication with my neighbors, letting them know what's been going on with the investigation as well with Airbnb. And that's a big part of it as well. You know, I never thought that they were, you know, diligent in providing like a thorough investigation. And I kept on telling them that. You know, they never once reached out, called me, and let me know like what's been going on, where they're at. I kept on having to reach out to them. I wouldn't get a response. When I did, oftentimes it'd be from different representatives.
You know why they're not responding, Brian? I do, because the B&B stands for boobs and butts.
Yeah, for sure. You know?
See, but this makes me leery, and I know a lot of people that use Airbnb and love it and swear by it.
This probably doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, but they should still be behind it because this Sierra misrepresented what she was using it for.
Right.
Yes, and I've actually had about three other companies contact me prior to this, asking, you know, if we could shoot a video, if we could
really?
Shoot a movie. Yeah.
Why? What is there about your condo that makes it so conducive to adult films?
I have no idea what it is. You know, maybe it's got a good aura. I don't know.
But it does make you wonder how often. I mean, I'm sure this wasn't the first time somebody did this. Yeah. I would love to know how often this happens. I hope it's not very often.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I feel that, you know, Airbnb was just hoping that the whole situation was going to be swept underneath the rug. And, you know, as soon as I never felt that they were providing a thorough investigation, I did that contact the media to go ahead and so I'd get some exposure.
Sure.
If this happened to me, it's happened to other people too.
Yeah.
If they're basically saying that, you know, this guest hasn't violated any of their terms or conditions. I mean, even in the details and in my booking, it's a maximum of two people. So when there's 40 people in there, how is that not a violation?
You can't get in your parking lot. It's like it made it bad for the rest of the residents there.
It did. Yes, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I had to look out for their safety and concerns first and foremost.
Are you going to sue them? Can you sue them for this? I bet you could.
You know what? I mean, it's something that I haven't thought about. What would be an issue is if the residents, you know, in my building, if they're kind of like, you know, reaching out and demanding, hey, you know what, I want you to cease like Airbnb operations.
Yeah.
That would be an issue then as well, because, you know, it's definitely a way to go ahead and provide some extra money. And like I said, I had it open. I was going out of town for Texas, but it's definitely a different avenue to go ahead and generate, you know, additional funds.
Of course. Yeah.
I this just in, Airbnb has just changed their name to ERRBNB. Air. Like, make a mistake.
Oh, how about that? Well, Brian, like I said at the very beginning, I'm so sorry you had to go through this. I can't imagine a worse scenario. You want to trust the people who are coming in to rent your place. Will you continue to do this at all? Will you ever rent your condo again?
So I have some previous, you know, bookings. So sometimes people will book 3-4 months out. So those are things that I have to go ahead and, you know, adhere by. As far as my screening process and check-ins and it's going to be a lot more different than what it has been. You know, basically, you know, I want people to feel, you know, okay, here's your space, enjoy, you know, make sure that you have a good time,
right,
whatever it is. But I might have to go ahead and pop in and have a clause.
Sure.
Say, you know, if I call you within an hour, I could go ahead and take a walk through the unit and see what's going on. So
ask questions like, how long you'll be using the unit? Have you ever worked with Ron Jeremy? Questions like that.
I'll tell you, this is never going to happen again to you. I'm sorry. Lightning doesn't strike twice. I can't imagine this happening. A listener has just texted in, though, Brian. 708 says, the title of this film could be Misadventures in the Condominium.
in the condominium. Yeah,
right. You want to use that?
Maybe. Maybe. Oh, wow. Well, Brian, thanks for sharing your story. It's a horrible one, but maybe we can all learn from this, huh?
Yes, hopefully, hopefully.
Well, keep us posted on how this turns out, because they didn't steal anything or break anything. It was just a nuisance, basically, correct?
Yeah, basically. And like I said, you know, so with Airbnb, they concluded their investigation stating that, you know, Sierra had violated any of their terms and conditions. So yesterday, another, you know, news company had reached out to them, and then they said that she had violated their terms and conditions. So it's kind of, you know, flip-flopping back and forth.
Yeah,
there,
yeah,
so.
Very
well,
much.
Well, good luck.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Take care, Brian. Brian Reynolds, condo owner, and a man who has a hard time trusting people now, Wendy. And I
don't
understand why. I get it. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's more show.